Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 25th, 2025, and here are our top stories. SAP OpenAI Collaboration, Unified AI Data, AI Voice Search, Privacy Display. SAP OpenAI Collaboration. OpenAI, a leading AI provider, and SAP, Europe's largest software company, are joining forces to bring AI applications to public institutions in Germany. From 2026, administrations, schools, universities, and other public entities will gain access to top-tier AI technologies tailored to local needs. This partnership aims to enable millions of employees in public sectors to utilize AI safely and responsibly, streamlining tasks like record-keeping and enhancing citizen services. SAP plans to expand its Delos cloud infrastructure in Germany with 4,000 specialized chips, supporting this initiative. While some critics question digital sovereignty under the U.S. Cloud Act, Germany's federal digital minister Carsten Wildberger supports the collaboration, seeing it as a boost for the country's digital landscape. Unified AI Data. A major alliance of tech companies, led by Snowflake, Salesforce, and DBT Labs, is launching an initiative called Open Semantic Interchange, or OSI for short. This effort aims to tackle a key challenge for AI applications: the inconsistent definition of business data across different systems. In addition to the three main initiators, companies such as Alation, Atlan, and Mescout as BlackRock, Elementum AI, Hex, Honeydew, Mistral AI, Omni, Relational AI, SelectStar, Sigma, and ThoughtSpot are joining the project. The goal is to establish a standardized semantics that resolves conflicting definitions of identical business terms across various platforms. AI Voice Search. Google is expanding its Search Live feature across the United States, transforming how users interact with the AI assistant. This innovative addition allows you to engage in real-time conversations with the assistant, offering both immediate responses and relevant web links. To explore this feature, simply open the Google app on your Android or iOS device and tap the new Live button beneath the search bar. For a more interactive experience, turn on your camera to enhance your search with visual inputs. Additionally, the Lens app now includes a Search Live icon, facilitating dynamic conversations while using your camera. Currently, this feature is accessible only in English. Privacy Display. Samsung is set to tackle a common annoyance with its upcoming Galaxy S26 Ultra. Introducing a new AI-driven display technology known as Private Display, this innovation ensures that screen content is visible only to the direct viewer, effectively blocking prying eyes. Traditional privacy solutions like protective filters often dim the display permanently, compromising user experience. Instead, Samsung's approach, based on Flex Magic Pixel technology, dynamically targets individual OLED pixels to limit the display's viewing angle in real time. For instance, if a user opens a banking app on the subway, the system automatically activates the privacy filter, keeping the display bright for the user while appearing dark or blurry to others from a side angle. Various privacy levels can be adjusted to suit different situations. This feature is made possible by Samsung's next-gen displays, with the Galaxy S26 Ultra being the first to use an M14 OLED panel, which omits the traditional polarization layer. Coupled with color-on encapsulation technology, the display becomes brighter, more energy-efficient, and thinner. These advancements minimize light loss when the privacy filter is active. The upcoming One UI 8.5 interface supports this feature, allowing users to set schedules or locations for automatic privacy mode activation. Alongside Samsung's Knox security, this creates a comprehensive system for safeguarding personal data. Initially, the sophisticated display technology will be exclusive to the flagship Galaxy S26 Ultra, expected to launch in early 2026. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.